Tell me again, what's your name?
Chris.
And
I'm Ash.
And what are you doing?
Parkour.
Can you explain a bit about that to me?
It consists of sort of jumps and vaults to overcome obstacles and things. And it can incorporate sort of gymnastics as well, so things like flips and aerials and things like that.
So what are you working on? What are you working on at the moment? Where are we here?
We are at Wellington Rocks, and we're not working on it really, it's just a bit of training.
And do you take classes in this, or is this just sort of organic?
Parkour is an urban movement, so you train in your environment, getting from A to B in the most fastest and efficient way possible. Free running, we use the gym to practice our flips safely.
Okay, and do you have a tutor or a coach?
No, a lot of the stuff we've got is off YouTube, really. I mean, we watch other people doing it and just take it from there, get the correct form.
Ever fallen down a hole?
No, accidents are quite rare because we know what we're doing and we train safely and efficiently rather than just sort of running at things and hoping to make it. And then that's when you get people that fall and hurt themselves.
So it's calculated?
Pretty much, yeah. It's calculated.
You've never had a terrible accident? Because you look like you're risking it all the time when you're up there.
Recently, it's kind of a bit, I wouldn't say ironic, but it's a bit strange. I was practicing side flips in the gym and I twisted my ankle. So the safest place to practice and I twisted it. So.
It can happen anywhere if you're doing something athletic, can't it?
Yeah, it's a bit of a odds and ends, really.
Now, with the Olympics having just been, is there any desire within this movement for this to become sort of like an Olympic sport, a recognised sport, or is it better as almost an underground thing?
Parkour is an art form and a discipline, not a sport, so there's no competitive nature. Although Red Bull does host something called the Red Bull Art of Motion, and the course is competition-based, but it's the tracer or freerunner versus the clock and the obstacle course.
Cool.